Welcome to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. We trust this message will encourage your walk with the Lord.
Well, as I said, our guest in chapel today couldn't make it, and we weren't quite sure whether we'd even have chapel today or not, whether we'd have power. And so once Scott sent the email out yesterday that we were going to have power, I knew we'd be back in chapel today. I just started praying about what the Lord would have me to share about, and this thought began to just kind of stir in my mind a little bit, and so I wanted to share it with you. I want to talk about the mind today. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 out of the Amplified Bible. It says this, "And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved, sound, and complete, and found blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah." And I would remind you, as he's speaking about this sanctifying our bodies, our spirits, it includes our mind. Our mind is a part of our body. I began to think about two significant challenges that we face in an unsanctified mind. Two significant challenges we face in an unsanctified mind. Number one, the enemy loves to use our mind as a battleground, and number two, as a playground. As a battleground or as a playground. And I just thought I'd bring one image today just to show you how this playground, battleground works. I don't know if this stirs up anything in anyone today. Someone give some CPR to Trish back there. It's just immediately you see this picture. Some people are, it's a battleground. Some people, it's a playground. They're just, your mind begins to think about things and goes places that can oftentimes be very, very dangerous. Does anyone ever have a struggle with this? The world has an opportunity that Satan loves to kind of bring in our past, that our minds are always either a battleground or a playground for the enemy to be at work. Sometimes we start thinking thoughts we shouldn't think. We start thinking about pleasures that we shouldn't be thinking about, and the unsanctified mind, these two things are very, very real. And I'm reminded of the Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he." As we think, our minds are really important. It's either a battleground or a playground. If it's unsanctified, we need to be giving our minds over to Christ and letting his Holy Spirit sanctify us and make us pure and holy. Otherwise, it's those things that get implanted in our minds that just causes so much trouble for us. And even in the day that we're living in, I think as we think about all the turmoil and the chaos that's all around us, it's very important for us to talk about this subject, because as we think about the future, as we think about upcoming events, we think about world events and all that's taking place right now, it's a battleground, it's a playground that Satan loves to kind of mess with. In coaching, we like to talk about the coaching mindset, a coaching mindset. In fact, last week we launched another 501 class. If you've never taken the class, we'd love for you to do it. There's a discount for our CMDA staff. It's a very helpful course. And last week we talked about the coaching mindset and how important it is. And every week we send out an email to all of our people in the class, and they write back their takeaways. And almost without exception, almost everyone responded back this week saying, the big takeaway they had was this change of mindset from being a person that gives advice to a person who's asking questions and seeking to gain new awareness. And so many of our people who are taking the course talked about this new mindset, this coaching mindset that was going to make a difference. So today I want to talk about the Christian mindset, the Christian mindset. Now, when we talk about this Christian mindset, I want to talk about it from a biblical point of view, not necessarily a cultural point of view, because I'm not sure that phrase from a cultural point of view carries a lot of weight. But from a biblical point of view, this spiritual mindset or the Christian mindset makes all the difference in the world. But before we talk about the Christian mindset or the spiritual mindset that the scripture talks about, we need to talk a little bit about the carnal mindset. What is a carnal mind? Well, a carnal mind is that which is dominated by selfishness, self-will, and self-seeking. It is a mind that is governed by the flesh, not by the spirit, and is prone to sin. It's in the thoughts, from the heart. Kind of thoughts settle in our hearts, and from our hearts become sin. And so we need to understand the difference between these two, the carnal mindset and the spiritual mindset. Before I jump into the part about the spiritual mindset, I'm not going to have time to go into this in great, great detail, but if you'd like a copy of these slides, just email me today and I'll send them to you. But there's basically six descriptors of a carnal mindset in the Bible. Titus 1 verse 15 describes this as a mindset that is defiled. And there's some scriptures there. It's described in Romans 1, 28 and 29 as a debased mind. It's describing the carnal mind. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 14 and 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 talks about the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. It's a carnal mind is a blinded mind. Sometimes you can't see the obvious truth because it's been blinded. It's a corrupt mind, a corrupt from changing from good to bad in moral manners or in actions. It's been corrupted by the God of this age, and oftentimes because of the battleground or the playground that the mind has become. It's described, number five, as a double-minded. It's described in Scripture as being double-minded, which simply means undecided or wavering or vacillating in mind between two opinions, sometimes this way, sometimes this way, and it's the double-minded man, as James says, is unstable in all of his ways. But ultimately, in Romans chapter 8, verses 6 and 7, it's described this as a death as the result of this kind of mindset, this sinful mindset, this mind that has been influenced by the enemy. It says in Romans 8, verse 6 and 7, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the laws of God, nor indeed can be. And so you have this kind of big contrast between the spiritual mind and the carnal mind. And so we need to understand that the carnal mind is a very interesting thing. The word repentance in the Bible means a change in the way you think. A change in the way you think. And so it's not just a matter of being caught and being called out. It's a matter of when you're truly repentant, there's a confession of sin and there's a complete turnaround and change of thought and attitude. Stormy O. Martin said this, repentance means to change your mind, to turn and walk the other way. Repentance means being so deeply sorry for what you have done that you will do whatever it takes to keep it from ever happening again. This change of mind, going from the carnal mind to the spiritual mind, or the Christian mindset, as I want to talk about it today. Now, one of the things that Paul talks about several times in his writings is the change that takes place, this transformation that takes place in the lives of people. You were once in this carnal state before you met Christ. You're in a carnal state, and something, there was a change of mind that took place. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And he made, and you he made alive who were dead. Remember, carnality equals death. In your trespasses and sin, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, battleground or playground, how Satan loves to play with our minds and use our minds as the source of this. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also once conducted ourselves in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. There's the carnal mindset, what we used to be before we met Christ. But then Paul goes on, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. You were once this, but now you are of a different mindset. Ephesians 4, 17 and 19, this is I say, therefore, and testify to the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. This is the way you used to walk. This is the way you used to be, but no longer. In the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Colossians 1, verse 21, and you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. When we meet Christ, we go from a mind that is set on corrupt things and headed for death and destruction, and we move towards that spiritual mindset that makes all the difference in the world. St. Augustine described it this way. He said, a Christian is a mind through which Christ thinks, a heart through which Christ loves, a voice through which Christ speaks, and a hand through which Christ helps. As we think about all those that are being impacted by the current devastation. We need more than just a mind that thinks about them. We need more than just a heart that feels sorry for them. We need some action. We need a hand that's willing to help. We need a heart that's willing to do something. This is what the Christian life is all about. And so I want to talk about a shift in mindset today, from the carnal mind to the spiritual mind, the Christian mindset. What does it look like? How should we reprogram our minds so that we can be more engaged and more better suited for the day in which we're living in? I think this is significant. I hope this helps you as much as it's helped me in the last couple days as I've been studying this and thinking about this concept. I don't have a whole lot of time today, but I just want to kind of walk you through, again, some of the things that the Scripture says about this Christian mindset. I'm going to just read some thoughts and read a few verses of Scripture and let you kind of marinate on that and think about that and think about these things as we talk about this shift in mindset to a new mindset that hopefully will bring some new results as we think about shifting from the way we used to be controlled by the corrupt mind and the sinful mind to now this new life in Christ and how it impacts our mind. Let me just remind you of several of these subtle truths. Number one, the Christian mindset is centered on trusting God. It is centered on trusting God. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." You see, in the midst of you're looking ahead and you think about your mind as a battleground and as a playground for the enemy to spend a lot of time and cause a lot of havoc and the storm of our mind, I want us to think that a Christian mindset or a spiritual mindset is centered on trusting in God. It's also, number two, a Christian mindset is committed to loving God with all their mind. You know what the Scripture says in Mark chapter 12, verse 29 through 30? Jesus answered, the first of all the commandments is, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your," say it with me, "mind, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And this is the first and greatest commandment." It's an all-in. We love God. We're fully trusting Him with Him with all of our ability. We're centered on trusting God. And we're committed to loving God with all of our heart, understanding that no matter what comes our way, that God loves us and we love Him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We can't afford to be divided in our loyalty and our love for a living God. Number three, I would suggest, it is set on things above. The heavenly mindset is set on things above. There's a lot of crazy things that occupy the news that can kind of play with our mind and get us anxious and worried about many things. But the Christian mindset is set on things above. Colossians 3, 1-4, "If you then were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things of earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory." If we've set our minds on things above. Philippians 3, verse 18 and 19, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who set their minds on earthly things." The corrupt mind, the sinful mind versus the spiritual mind. What's the spiritual mind? The Christian mindset? Set on things above, not on things of earth. If you're set on things of earth, you're having trouble right now. Number four, the Christian mindset is modeled after the mindset of Jesus. It says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3-8, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than himself. Let each one of you look not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery or to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on a cross." It is modeled, a heavenly mindset is modeled after the mindset of Jesus, who came from the thrones of heaven, came to earth, humbled himself, was obedient even to the point of death. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16 says, For who has known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, 4, verse 1 to 2. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with this same mind, the mindset that Jesus had. It was Oswald Chambers who said this: all Christians have the Spirit of Christ, but not all Christians have the mind of Christ. And as in the days that we're living in, this is such a valuable tool for us to have and to know the mind of Christ. Number five, the Christian mindset is not afraid, anxious, or worried. It says in Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 31, then he said to his disciples, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouses nor barns, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are able not to do the least, then why be anxious for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say that even Solomon, all of his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. It says in verse 29, and do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1 and 2 says, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? But a power and love and a sound mind. Number six, a Christian mindset is being transformed continually by renewal, by continual renewal. It's being transformed by continually being renewed. It says in Romans 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. When we're conformed to the world, we have that earthly mindset. We have that corrupt mindset, that sinful mindset. But when we think on things of above, then when our mind's set on things above and focus on that, then we begin to be but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say to you, through the grace given to me, that everyone who is among you, not to think more highly of themselves as they ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt with each of us a measure of faith. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24 says this, that you put off concerning the former conduct, the old man growing corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's noteworthy that in all these scriptures that the word sober-minded is used and how we're supposed to be sober in our thinking because of the times that we're living in. I would also suggest, number seven, that the Christian mindset is under the control of the Holy Spirit. It's not under the control of the flesh. It's not under control of the enemy who's turning your mind into a battleground or a playground. It's controlled by the Holy Spirit. It says in Romans chapter 8, 5 through 8, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, that's where you choose. That's where you set your mind on. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for in it it's not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. However, when we're under the control, our minds are under the control and the thoughts of the Holy Spirit, then our thoughts begin to please God. Number eight, the Christian mindset is always prepared for action. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, so prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Again, 1 Peter 5, 8, be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Luke 12, verse 33 through 36, stay dressed for action. A Christian mindset is a mind that's prepared for action. Number nine, the Christian mindset is convinced and convicted based on the Word of God. You know, it bothers me sometimes when people talk about their opinions. Well, in my opinion, this is what I think. What do you think is going to happen in this? Well, in my opinion, and one of my pastors, I used to attend his church when we lived in Kentucky. I loved what he'd say is, I don't care about your opinion. I want to know, what does the Word of God say? And so that's where we need to base our thoughts and our minds. It says in Romans chapter 14, verse 5, one person esteems one day above another, another esteems every day alike. Let each one be fully convinced in his own mind. Where do we get those convincing and conviction? From the Word of God. We find that story in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, when the Bereans, they were more open-minded than the Thessalonians, it says, and they listened eagerly to Paul's message, and they searched the Scriptures day after day to see whether the things Paul was saying was accurate or not, was right or not. And number 10, the Christian mindset is set on glorifying God. It says in Romans 15, 5 and 6, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. I would highlight for you this simple truth that glorifying God involves being like-minded. It's very difficult to glorify God when we all have our own individual minds, when we're living in different mindset. And especially in a Christian organization like this, we need to be of one mind and one thought. How do we do that? Through the Holy Spirit. Through grounding our truths based in the Scripture. By being loving and caring and giving allowance for one another and having allowances for differences of opinions and things like that. But we can be one mind. We can be like-minded in the faith. And if we're not, then we cannot glorify God. Now this is quite a cultural shift. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 9, Paul is about to give us the secret of contentment in verse 11 and 12, but he sets it up by giving us these instructions. Don't worry about anything. Remember, Christian mindset is not anxious or worried about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, he says, one final thought. Fix your thoughts or your minds on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise and keep putting them into practice. All you've learned and received from me and everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. In other words, then you'll find the true secret of contentment if your mind is set on things above. Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. Remember, like-minded? We can have differences of opinions, but let's be like-minded in how we share those and how we pursue those. And if so, anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even to you. Nevertheless, to the degree which you have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Let me close with a verse that I started with, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I want to read it out of the message. It says this. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. We need to change mindset in our culture today. Now, I don't just say that in the secular culture. I mean that in our Christian culture. We need a change of mindset. We need not the earthly mindset. We need a heavenly mindset on how we engage, how we make decisions, how we face circumstances, how we engage with those. And we need to change our mindset. We need to enter into every day with not a coaching mindset, well, that's a good idea if you're taking our class, but with a spiritual mindset. Let's pray. Father, pray that you would use these simple words that you've laid on my heart today to encourage our staff today to be like-minded and to live out a heavenly mindset, the Christian mindset. Lord, I pray that our mindset would be so different that our family and friends would recognize a work of the Holy Spirit that's going on in our lives. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.